Vayter in Shas. From Mesechta Zavodah Zara, Daf Mem Hey. Picking up a top of the page about a Mishnah. Zok the Eliga Mishnah. Hanachrim of the Meserim V'yes Agvos Hein Mutarin Mashalim Asurin. The Goyim, they go and they worship the mountains and the hills. They are mutar, says Rashi. Aharim atzvan mutarin, lachs of avanim. You can chop off, you know, the stones, the stone cutter man, vilizria, and you can be zoria there. The mechaber lo mitzar. They didn't become us the things that are connected. The ground. Kedinafka Allah me Eloheim, Allah harim velo haharim Eloheim kedidarsh Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Like we're going to see a drasha, mashalim asurin. Now, which is on it, that is going to be asur. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, lo sachmot kesef v'zav aleihem. You shall not covet the silver and gold that is upon them. So, as Rashi points out, anything that is on the idol itself, anything adorning it, will become asur, even if the thing it's on is not actually an idol. For example, the case of the mountain. The mountain is not an idol itself. Rabbi Yosi Agli Liomer Eloheihem Al Haharim. Their gods on the mountains. V'lo Aharim Eloheihem. But the mountains themselves are not their gods. Eloheihem Al Hagvos. Their gods on the hills. V'lo Hagvos Eloheihem. Not, but the hills themselves are not their gods. That's what the Rashi brought earlier. Uvei ma ashera asura. Then why is an ashera? You know, when you have a tree that's itself is a rozar, why would that be asur? Mebnei sheyesh batfisas yidei adam, because it's affected by the hand of man. V'chol sheyesh batfisas yad adam asur. Anything that's a tfisas yad adam will be asur. Rashi points out this is talking about a tree that's planted by a person. Rashi says adam. Not to, they're the ones who came along and planted in the first place, and therefore it is asur. Amar Rabbi Akiva, ani ovid v'adun lefanecha. I'm going to explain, and I'm going to, you know, dan before you that the pasuk means the following idea: kol makom shata motzi har gavoa v'giva nisa'a v'eitzranan dashi yesham avodas kochavim. Wherever you find a high mountain, a raised hill, or a eitzranan. A green tree, you shall know that Yesham, there is over there Avodah Zarah. These psukim are talking about when the Yidden are going to Eretz Yisrael, talking about the high mountains and the hills and the green trees, where they're going to find Avodah Zarah that was worshipped by the Amorites. If they're to go and check everything over there, to go destroy things over there. So know that it's over there. Go get it and destroy it. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, second the Gemara. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Tanakama. Are they not the same? Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the same as Tanakama. Both say the mountains and the hills remain mutter for Ana, even after there was a Avodah Zarah that was done. Says Rashi, Bein Lamar, Bein Lamar, Harim Ugvo Sharu. Amarami Bar Chama, Amarami Jal, Kosipoy Har Kahar Ikebenayo. Whether the covering of the mountain is like the mountain itself is what they're arguing over. Tanakama Savar Tzipor Har Enokar. That the covering of the mountain, you cover it with silver, you cover it with gold, it's not like the mountain itself. Rashi says, D'chsev lo sachmud kesev aleihem kol she'aleihem. So you say that the cover of the mountain is not like the mountain. Umitzah, therefore the stuff is going to be aser, because it was there for the pasuk. You shall not covet the silver and the gold that's upon them. Rav Yosi Aglili Savar, that tzipoy har harei hu kehar. It's pretty funny. Harei har harei har har harei har. Rashi says batal legabe har. It's batal to the mountain. The kevin the har lavrus kochavim. Since the mountain itself is in the vodat zar, tzipoy nami lo mitzvah. It's not going to be asvar aleim dekra apsil eloheim talushin kai. And the things that the pasuk talk about, the things that are talush, that are not connected. Everybody says that the covering of the mountain is not like the mountain, and therefore it's going to be aser. It's just for aser. Rav Yosi Litfuye Tanakama Kaasi Lemitzar. Let's take a look and see. Beep, turn the page. Mem Hamer Beis. Here the machlokes is about a tree that was planted, and then afterwards they worshipped, someone worshipped it. Right, it was planted, but not for the sake of being planted as an Asherah, as an Avodah Zarah. And afterwards, it was then go ahead and it was served. That's what the machlokes is. Tanaka Masavir Ilan Shartu Basof Avdu Mutter. He says that if it was planted and afterwards it was worshipped, it's got to be Mutter. We're going to say Glisavir Ilan Shartu Basof Avdu Aser Tzaser. How can we learn out that? If you say Glili, with the Gitani Seifa, because it comes out that what she teaches in the Seifa, the Pnei Ma Asher Asura, why is it Ashera Aser? Reishi Yishba Tfisas Yedei Adam, because there's the man being is affecting it. V'chol Sheishba Tfisas Yedei Adam, Aser. V'chol Sheishba Tfisas Adam, Asu Yemai. What's that coming to include? Where it says V'chol. Lava Sui Ilan Shanatu Vesof Avdu. It was talking about a case where it was planted and then it was worshipped. And therefore, Gadur is Glili, the Torah is going to ask for that type of tree. Even he holds like Rabbi Yossi, ugly, he leaves, planted, and only afterwards served. It didn't have it in mind the time of planting, it was going to be for the Zara, but afterwards it was served. That's going to be a served. To tie you into the Baisa. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Mitoch Shenemar, since it says, Elohim al Harim, there are gods on the mountains, Lo Harim Elohim. But the mountains themselves are not their gods, Elohim al Gvos. And also says their gods on the hills will give us Elohim. But the hills themselves are not their gods. Shamayani, I would understand that Tachas Kol Eitz Ra'anan Elohim, under every green tree, are their gods. V'lo Eitz Ra'anan Elohim. But the green trees themselves are not their gods. Right? So we expound on this in the same way that we learned the other ones would come out to say that a tree can't become us as it was our. Tabad Lomar, Vashrayim Tishu Ba'esh. And therefore it goes and says afterwards that their asherahs you shall burn in the fire. Right? Since the Torah decrees that an asherah is going to be burnt, the phrase under every green tree cannot be understood as implying that a tree remains mutter after being worshipped. Bam. So you see over here also that Rav Yossi Rabbi Huda also holds like Rav Yossi Aglili that even a tree like this that was planted and afterwards worship is going to be also. Then why do I have to need it? According to Rav Yossi Rabbi Huda, why do I need the pasuk under every green tree? If it's not teaching you to matir a tree of any type, then what's the reason of saying it? Ahu look at the Rabbi Akiva Huda also. No, that phrase is coming to teach that which Rabbi Akiva taught. Tam Rabbi Akiva, ani ovin v'adun lefanecha. I will explain and deliberate before you that what it means is kol makom shatamotzi har gavah v'giva nisa v'itzranan tashi shamos gochavim. It's coming to tell you that wherever you find a high mountain, a raised hill, or a green tree, you should know that Avodah Zarah, there's Avodah Zarah that's over there. Right? So saying that the words under every green tree are not necessary to teach a din. It's just telling the Yidden going to Eretz Yisrael where to find all of the Avodi Zori that they have to find to go ahead to destroy. Okay. Now, this is actually, like we saw, it's a machlokas in the Tanakhama and Rav Yossi Glili and also now Rav Yossi Yehuda. But what about the Rabbanon, the Tanakhama, who say that the type of thing that it's planted and after it's worshipped, that's not going to be aser? Rabbanon, Hai Vashareim Tishwim Ba'esh, Mai Avdelei. What are they going to do with the pasuk? It says, and there are Asheris, you'll burn in fire. If you say that it was planted first and then, and only then after it's worshipped, what are you going to do? We need it for a case where somebody planted it, having in mind that it was done for Avodah Zarah, therefore that's going to be burnt. Rav Yosef Yehuda Nami Bailachi also needs it for that din. The Isser tree planted originally for Avodah Zarah. So then what's the source for I'm saying that a tree planted without that kavana and afterward became then they worshiped with Yasser. Hachinami. Yeah, Hachinami. Right. In other words, so okay. Ela Ilan Shadato Basof Avdu Minale, where does he learn it from? Nafkalimi Vasharein Tigadeun. Another pasuk which says that and there are shares you shall cut. The fact that you have to cut it, it's telling that part can be left in the ground and is mutter for ana. Ezehu eshe giduo aser vikro mutter. Which tree is it that only the part cut from it is aser, where the part, the basic part, the ikar, is going to be mutter. Havi omer, ilan shenato usaf avdu. We're talking about a tree that was planted just stam, and then after it's for Avodah Zarah, in that case, it's where aser is only the growth that comes after it was worshipped. Permits the part of the tree that's already there when that happened. I veha vasharim tizu ba'esh kanasiv la tamuda. The fact that Gemara veha, the brisa we brought earlier of Yosef Yehuda, he came with a different pasuk. He said vasharim tizu ba'esh. And there are shares you shall burn in the fire. So according to what we just explained, he should have said, and there are shares you shall cut. Says Gemara, ilu lo nemar ka'amar, ilu no nemar ka'amar, ilu lo nemar, wrong trap. Ilu no nemar ka'amar. You understand him saying, had it not been said, ilu lo nemar tisru me'esh, if it wouldn't have said tisru me'esh, you see all my sharing to gedein, then I would have said, there are shares you shall cut. Be'ilan shenata mitchil l'kach. That's applying only to a tree that had been initially planted for Avodah Zarah. Now that we have the pasuk, it does say, and there are shares shall burn the fire to ask a tree that was initially planted for Avodah Zarah. I say leva shirim together. We have left over the other pasuk. You shall cut it down, and that's ilan shenata b'sof avdu. It was a tree that was planted without Avodah Zarah, and then afterwards, it was it was then worshipped. Rabbanan, who matter the tree that had been planted without Avodah Zarah in mind, and after his worship, Haya Shiren Tigadeh, Umay Avdele, what is it with the idea that says, there are shares, you shall cut them down? Rashi says, She ikro munach ba'aretz, Ramay ukmele, Ibe ilan shenatu mitchil l'kach kul aser. If they had in mind for it, then the whole thing is going to be aser. And if not, then it should be mutter. Says the Gemara, Lichid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Gidu'ei Avodas Kochavim, Kodmin l'kibo sheretz Yisrael. The cutting down of Avodah Zarah comes before the going into Eretz Yisrael. It says, "Bekin nisasin nistavu legadam miyadu la'acha kibosh yishar yishrushu achayim." They were commanded even beforehand when they went in. They were commanded to cut them down immediately, and then after the kibosh, they should uproot. So Gidei Eretz Yisrael Kacham called me Likibosh Eretz Yisrael. Kibosh Eretz Yisrael called them Bi'ar Avodas Kacham. They're going against the conquest of Eretz Yisrael comes before getting rid of Avodah Zarah. The Tani Rabbi Yosef v'nitatzdem es bizbechosam, and you shall break their mizbeach, their altars. V'hanach, which means that you should leave the pieces. Rashi says midlok siv kasav yisrov. It doesn't say burn it. It says break it. V'shibatim is also say matzei vosam. And then you shall smash their matzevas, their pillars, vahanach, and then go out and then leave them there. In fact, remember, vahanach sankadadach, what do you want me? You want to say you leave it there? Straight for body. Tavod azar, so we got to burn it. Rashi says, the ha, asi li de takah, is going to come to a problem. The people are going to, maybe something's going to happen with it, they're going to worship it, who knows what. Vahod ksiv achreena, psile Eloheim tisrafun, it says, shalom tisrafun. It says, Gemara, amarav huna, redof v'achar kach srof. After they go ahead and they break everything up, go run after the Avodah Zarah next, and then you go, and then you end up by burning, then you burn the stuff. Back to Gemara, what about Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda, who learned out a different din from the Pasuk that the shares will be cut down? How does he know that the Avodah Zarah and Eretz Yisrael have to be destroyed in these two stages? Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda, Hai Svar Mina, where does he know it from? Nafkale, Ni'abed Ta'abedun. Destroy, you shall destroy, which implies, right, there's two things going on there. Abed Vachak Ta'abedun. Destroy, and then after, destroy it. Otravez, again, Rashi says, Alma Yesh Shehus Hefsik Mintayim, last Rashi on the page. So there's like a break between them. The Rabbanan. What are they going to do with the pasuk that says Abed to Abdun? Hamibayle, they need Lokar Avodas Kacham, Shetzarch L'Shar Shacharel. They need to teach a one who gets rid of Avodah Zarah has to uproot it. Is destroy everything that is even under the ground, get into it and just destroy the whole thing. I have Rabbi Yehuda, Lashar Shacharim, and other ways you learn from. Nafkalei, Ibadetem Mishamam, and Amakamahu. You shall obliterate their name from that place. Virabanan, what are they going to do with that pasuk? Ahu, Lichanos La Hashem. That is, you should be a name caller. Make up a name, like make fun of it. The time of the Bais Rabbi Lezer Omer Minayin LaOkar Avodas Kacham Shetzarch L'Shar Shachrei. I didn't know if they go and uproot it. Talmud Lomar V'Yibadetem Es Shemam, as it says, and their names should be, their names you shall obliterate their names. Okay, beep. Turn the page. Ben Vavmalav Omer Rabbi Akiva V'Alok For Never. Doesn't already say Abet Abedun, right? That is, you shall destroy, you shall destroy. Im Kain, Mat Talmud Lomar, what's it coming to teach you? Vimbaratem is Shemam and Amakamahu. Lechanos Loshem, what's it coming to teach you? There you go, and you make up a name for it. Yachal Lashavach, you may have thought that means make up a name in order to give like a praise for it. For example, huh? Lashavach Sakadaitach, what do you think you're going to praise Avodah Zarah? Eli Yachal Lol Lashavach, maybe you think like, don't do either one of them. right? Maybe you think that one can't give it a name either. L'shevach or l'ganai. Talmud lomar shakitzuk shakitzenu v'sayiv ta'avenu ki cheremu. Where it says you shall surely loathe it, you shall surely abhor it, it is banned. They're good. You got to come up with a name. It's going to be derogatory. Ha'kei tzedah so'ayikarnu sol b'iz galiyah v'rezar is called their temple, the house of the heap. Right, which Rashi says means Lashon Gova Galit, something which is high. Karnazo Beis Karya, and we call Beis Karya the house of the ditch. Ain Kol, they call the Vodazar the eye of everything. Rashi says Lashon Chafira Vishiflus, eye of everything. Ain Kotz, we call it the eye of a thorn. So we go and we see that we go and we make fun of such an idea. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I wish all y'all a great, great day.